I can have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we'll begin our post-race NASCAR Xfinity Series media availability for the 25th anniversary of the Food City 300 here at Bristol Motor Speedway. We're joined by second-place finisher Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 20 Juniper Networks Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, and we have Elliot Sadler, driver of the number one One Main Financial Chevrolet. Let's start with you, Daniel. Great run out there tonight. Your teammate, Kyle Busch, was also strong. What was it like racing against him here at Bristol?
Well, it's always a lot of fun racing in the Xfinity Series. It's a series that I really miss to race every weekend a lot. A lot of fun racing with Kyle, with Elio, with all these guys. In the Xfinity Series, and overall, I think it was a solid day for us. We had pretty much a top three car the entire night. We made our way to the front. We stayed there. We made a little mistakes right there with a couple adjustments, and then we came back. I felt like we gave ourselves a shot right there at the end, but I just didn't take care of my tires as good as Kyle did, so I didn't have a lot to fight with right there at the end, but overall, a solid day. I'm very proud of the 20 team. I don't get to race with the 20 team a lot. I have done it twice this year, and we finished third and second. So it's very cool to work with Chris and the entire 20 group to see different ideas, different style of work on the racetrack. And I'm definitely very proud of this group and the way that they performed the first time in Chicago, I think it was, and this second time in Bristol.
Now, Elliot, I know you wanted to finish first here at Bristol, but your third-place finish was good enough tonight to clinch you a spot in the 2017 NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs. How satisfying is it for that One Main Financial team?
It's very satisfying. We had a great run for us tonight. The goal is to make the playoffs. The goal is to score as many points as we can week in and week out, and we have a really good chance of being a top seed. Get that 15 bonus points heading into the playoffs. So, again, proud of my team. Really good car all weekend. I made a mistake and hit the wall with about 50 to go and kind of tightened my car up too much. I think I have, to have some for those guys on last restart. But, God, I'm so proud of my guys. It was so much fun to run here at Bristol anyway and then to be able to race up front all night and make some passes. Thank you to Bristol Motor Speedway for putting the VH1 on the bottom. To create some opportunity to pass, and it was really fun to run the bottom of 1 and 2 and the top of 3 and 4. I think all in all, it was a great night. The track put on a show, and we're very happy with our run.
It was certainly fun to watch. We'll go ahead and take questions here from the deadline room. If you have a question for either one of these gentlemen, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Bob.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. Elliot, if you do win the regular season, you'll get like 3 wins worth of bonus points. Will it feel like 3 wins?
No, man, you want to go to victory lane, Bob, but I'll be honest with you. About halfway through the year, we didn't realize we hadn't done our research. We didn't know we could get 15 points. So we're like, let's be aggressive. Let's take chances. So what if we finish where? And then we're like, wait a minute. We get 15 points. That's worth 3 wins. So we can't throw any races away. We got to get maximum points at every stage, and we've been able to try to do that, and I think we had another great night tonight. We're very consistent. We're very fast. We've had some chances to win some races this year. Talladega, definitely to Richmond, stands out to me as the heartbreaker. So we've had ourselves in position. It's tough to win these races. Not everybody can. Kyle and Daniel both were very, very fast tonight, but we felt like we had a top 3 or 4 car. We just got to, just get a little bit better. I do as a driver in my communication. And our teams are bringing fast race cars, but, Bob, we'll keep inching away at it. But it's fun to be as fast as we've been and consistent as we've been.
We're going to go to Kelly, and then we're going to go upstairs to the press box.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Elliot, it's fun to be fast, but is it hard to balance the enjoyment, I guess, of having the point lead when you haven't been able to get back to victory lane yet this year?
Yeah, I know you guys keep asking me that, but, man, I'm good with it. Yes, we want to win. That's why we race. But I'm not going to beat myself up tonight. We ran third. Kyle Busch had an amazing car, very fast. Daniel was very fast tonight, and we were able to finish third. We felt like we let some slip away from us. Now, if I was running 10th or 15th every weekend and felt like we didn't have a shot to win, then I'd probably be frustrated. But we were leading last weekend and got wrecked. Had to Ritterfield, came all the way back. Ran in the top 5 all night tonight. We had a miscue on pit road where my water bottle fell in front of the jack stop, and that we lost a bunch of spots and fought back. So we're running good, you know. So I feel we've got some better tracks coming up for us. We're really going to be fast at Darlington. We're going to be good at Richmond, good at Chicago, Kentucky. We got some good tracks coming up from us that I think we'll get a win at, but I'm not going to beat myself up because we haven't been able to pull in victory lane. We want to, but my team's good. You know, I think we're too good to kind of kick ourselves down in the dirt for that.
Go upstairs to the press box.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Elliot, who are your biggest challengers going to go into the playoffs? Who do you feel like that you are going to have to beat in order to win the championship?
Well, what I learned last year, it's all about one race, really. It's who's going to be good at Homestead. You know, we dominated last year the whole season, kind of like we've done this year. And it's all who's going to be good at Homestead. My man to my right here was really fast at Homestead last year and put it on us. And that's what I learned. I learned that if we just mind our P's and Q's and be good every week, we should be fine. But I definitely say my teammates are going to be very fast. William Byron won the truck race there last year, and Justin Allgaier had a great car there last year as well and was pretty competitive with Daniel. So I would say right now Junior Motorsports has a leg up on the competition as their favorites to win the championship. We just got to go make it happen.
Any additional questions? Aaron?
Aaron Bearden, Kicking the Tires. Daniel, as a rookie in the Cup Series, is there anything you take away from tonight that you can kind of apply to tomorrow? Anything you learn?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's the first time ever, at least I've seen the 1 and 2 working very well in the long run here in Bristol and the top in the 3 and 4. Unfortunately, everyone else saw the race that is going to be racing tomorrow. So, I feel like I learned a couple things that for sure I'm going to, as soon as I leave here, I'm going to call my crew chief, Scott, and and give him some updates of what I felt, what we had going on. I feel like the racetrack changed for sure. Not as much as I was expecting, to be honest, but it did change some. And we had a lot of wear on the tires as well. So there is some good stuff that we learned, and hopefully we can apply for tomorrow and have a solid run.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for the show tonight, and good luck next week.